I like the comfort of my box.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things power trip. Bets and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Bets, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Bets and Quotes podcast, episode number 33. I'm your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Bets.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And tonight we are going to go through the bets update, the quotes update. We're going to do a state preview hockey tournament, a little bit outside the bounds of the Power Trip, but definitely a talker in the state of Minnesota. And we're going to go down memory lane. Corey just had his psychic reading a few weeks ago. But the best psychic encounter with Corey of all time is none other than the Chip Coffee incident. So we're going to play the audio from that and relive that moment. Did you catch the opener?
I did. And the funny thing is, I obviously, with all the podcasting and the after party to listen to, it's like I don't get around to listening to, you know, especially PA as often, because that's normally when I'm listening back to the Power Trip. But I happen to be listening at that exact moment right as I was getting out of lunch, and I was like, oh my god, who can I text? Like I like, my ears are so tuned to finding quotes like that. So when she said that, I just, oh my god.
And of course,
I wish that would have been on the show.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, and of course, the she we're referring to is none other than Minnesota hockey legend Rachel Ramsey, who appears on PA's show periodically. Pronger with a ponytail, yes. And it's a good thing she's not on the Power Trip, or this would have been a button forever.
I like the comfort of my box.
Oh my god. Like, the other thing that amazed me is the fact that Nordo contained himself, because I'm like, you know, Nordo just had to be like, I gotta say something.
Well, and PA, I mean, PA is the horniest man on the earth.
But as the host, I can kind of see that Nordo just had to, like, he was probably, because it was right at the very, very end of the show, so he was probably getting his rap together, but oh my gosh, that was, that would have been, I'm not kidding, that would have been a button bar forever on the Power Trip.
I can already see it in t-shirts, hooded sweatshirts, cut off gym shorts with a logo on the bottom. I mean, it'd be everywhere.
Can you just picture hockey wearing a I like the comfort of my box t-shirt? Oh, perfect. Well, big week for the Power Trip, big month. Obviously, we've been talking about the Vegas trip coming up, but big week this week. The TI show is Thursday night, where they're doing the initials game with some rubes for a chance to win a trip to Vegas, and playing some other games as well. And then Friday, we've got they're going to give away another trip, and then a rube is going to partake in the initials major. So, Dave, are you going to make it to the TI show this weekend?
You know what? I actually am. I'm going to the state hockey tournament on Thursday all day, and then I'm not exactly sure if I'm just going to drive straight to Treasure Island and, you know, play slots until I see some friendly faces or what, but, yeah, I'm going for it. I'd like to be in attendance for my first initials major, so that'll be pretty cool.
That'll be awesome. What are you going to do if you win the Vegas trip, since you're already going?
Oh my god. I don't know. Maybe maybe we could raffle off something for the 13, 14 people who listen to our podcast, or
there you go.
I don't know. let's hope we have to worry about it.
It's a good problem to have, right? If yeah. Nothing else, we can have one room to live in and one room to destroy, like rock stars, right?
That's true. Yeah, we could crank her up to 11.
Or like the or more appropriate to us, the 98 U.S. Olympic hockey team.
For sure, for sure. So just to go over the majors format again for people, because I guess I kind of forgot too until I listened back to the last one. So it's three separate rounds of 10 items for 30 total. Sauce has won both of the majors. Do you have any opening lines for who's going to win on Friday?
Yeah, you got to have Sauce as the favorite, you know, despite AJ's super hot run of the last year or so. I would like put Sauce. No, you can't go minus on it because I mean,
plus 160.
Yeah, I probably right around plus 160 with AJ, somewhere around plus 190. You know, Hockey and Parrish, you know, there's probably somewhere, they've both shown well lately. So I put them, you know, somewhere around that plus 300, plus 400 range. And the Rube, you just never know because everybody's going to put their name in because they want to play, but it's so hard. The Rube, you know, plus 800 at the best. So
I was going to say UMBC against Virginia in the first round last year was plus 2650.
You know, I'm so glad that finally happened too because there were so many people, 16 has never beaten one. Well, now that's over. Yeah. So.
But the sad thing is now we're going to have to hear it every single time a one plays a 16.
This is true.
Anyways, so there's been a little bit of confusion about all the giveaways. So Thursday night is that 7-9 show that's off air, and they're giving away a trip for two to Vegas. And then Friday morning for the actual broadcast of the show live from TI, they're going to give away another trip for two. Along with around after, I think it's after the first segment at 6 o'clock, a random Rube will be selected to participate in the initials major. It's going to be really cool. And as we heard, David's going to be there.
Oh, beast me.
Beast me. It'll be nice to have another David there.
Yes. Yep, and they're also giving away other prizes Friday. So, you know, if I didn't live 6.5 hours away, I would definitely be there. But Rubes, man, get out there. You could, if you want a shot at Vegas or other prizes, or just to see an initials major, man, what an opportunity! So,
well, since this is a major, Chuck, I think we should get another Kaniac bet. I will be the since I think I'm leading in the Kaniac standings. I'll let you choose your person first, and then I will pick from the remaining four players.
Well, you know me, I'm the math nerd, so I got to go with the best odds. I will take Sauce for a Kaniac.
Oof, okay, yeah. He would have been my first pick as well. I guess I'll just go AJ.
All right, well, we can do a...
He's been cold lately, but...
And to make sure that one of us wins and we don't push this bet... I will give you either Parrish and the Rube, or you can have Chris Hockey.
I'll take Hawk.
Okay.
So you get Parrish, Rube, and Meat Sauce, and I get AJ and one half of the good guys and Chris Hockey.
All right, it's a deal. Yeah, I think you're ahead of me by one Kaniac, so. And the In-N-Out Burger, but that's three weeks away.
Yeah, let's not forget that.
We won't. All right, well, looking forward to that. I'll be... curious to see how the TI show goes, but let's get started with the bets of the week.
Here's this week in Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets.
Power Trip Bets, though.
Where's Power Trip Bets when you need them?
Ask Power Trip Bets.
Is Power Trip Bets drunk?
You want to bet?
Ooh. All right. This week, we just have one update to the betting world. And that is, as we had hoped, Tommers. Tommy joined the two golfers one core bet this week. And he went with Tiger Woods and Dustin Johnson as his golfers. So that means there's now three golfers that are taken twice. You've got Justin Thomas, Dustin Johnson, and Brooks Koepka. They all were taken twice. So those are the bullets that Corey needs to dodge. But Tommy's in on the bet, so that's five guys that are in on this now. So Corey could potentially win $500 or lose $500 or more than likely somewhere in between. What do you think of Tommy's selections, DJ and Tiger?
Well, as we know, Tommy kind of bets with his heart. I think we can reference back to every time he goes to Vegas, he puts $100 on 23 red for Michael Jordan.
Yes.
And just... yeah, the odds aren't good there either.
No.
Tiger, I don't know. He's playing really well. I was disappointed to see that he dropped out of the Arnold Palmer Invitational this weekend.
Yep.
And that was your fault. So
totally, I jinxed
a lot of bets. Yeah, I like DJ. I still, I guess I'd rather see like Justin Rose or JT or Brooks or someone else in that second spot, but you can't fault them for taking Tiger. It'd be really, really cool. As we know, what was it, the US Open bet, or no, it was the PGA bet. Sauce had the last pick out of like 9 people, and he just took Tiger for the hell of it or whatever, and he's being all pouty, and then he won.
Yep.
He won the bet, didn't win the tournament, but yeah. So you never know.
Never know.
He's won 14 majors.
Indeed. So yeah, we'll see how it all plays out. I can't wait for major season to roll around, because it's always fun when there's bets like this. And then of course they'll do the regular bets where they just each pick one golfer for that tournament. So there's going to be a lot of money riding on the golf this year. So that'll be good. And I loved Rosie this week too, because he was like, "What bets do we have going?" Like Rosie was all amped to get to March and March Madness bets and golf. And so.
I know. I just envisioned you like running over to your laptop and thinking, oh, you know, sending him a DM.
Well, Corey too, he was like, let's gamble on stuff. He was willing to bet on it. He was going to bet on whether a turtle would cross the road today. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah. Or the 400 to 100 on what the Wild's final score will be tonight.
Yeah. God, I really hope it's 4-3. That'd be so hilarious.
That would be great.
Cause he'll rub it into Rosie. So. All right, well, that'll do it for the bets this week. Let's move on to some quotes.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes.
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 All right, it's time for the quotes of the week. We will start at number 3 with Chris Hockey from March 4th.
Especially if you got a spare tire like the Michelin Man over here. The old body just... got plenty to eat. It'd take me a good 9 years to starve to death.
9 years.
Yeah. Oh, that one hit me pretty good. That was pretty cool. Oh, before we go too far here, I think it was last week, Tuesday or so, I was just scrolling around the internet trying to think of ways to make the Twitter account a little better. And I found that you can screen grab and have the audio play.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried it for a couple of quotes. And now I think, as you all have been seeing, I've been actually posting the audio via screen grab on Twitter. So you can actually click on that and listen to the clip itself right away, which I know I like. It makes my life easier, and I think it's pretty cool. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Just wanted to throw that out there if you guys haven't seen that already.
Beauty.
All right, we'll move to number 2. It's John Creasel from March 1st.
Can't fault the man. I mean, it's tough to take care of yourself when you're wearing 6 Super Bowl rings.
That is an awful visual. Robert Kraft trying to crank it with 6 Super Bowl rings.
Well, when he said that, I'm picturing like, okay, what's the distribution of the rings? Because you got 10 fingers, 6 rings. So is there 3 on each hand? Is there... you know, 5 on one hand, 1 on the other. It's a terrible visual. You don't want to go down that road.
No, you don't. All right, and the number 1 quote of the week goes to our favorite Tommy Olsen.
Paul said he would taste the best. I have a feeling my love handles would taste really good.
You never know where Tommy's going to go, and this week it was cannibalism.
Oh, that was so good. It's another laugh and just shake your head moment by Tommy Olsen. That was so good.
Oh, and I do love, you've got a little Tommy in you too, because when you stopped us after that first quote, you were like, oh, last Tuesday. It's yeah. Like Power Trip quotes does Tommy, so all right.
Yeah, we're 90s kids. Just like on the show, that it was 1990s music today.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, show was for me.
I loved it because Hockey thought it was such a great idea, and by about 8 segments in, he was, yeah, this was stupid.
Yeah, you can only listen to so much Go West.
All right, well, good quotes.
It's time for the weekly segment of Your Thoughts. Copyright Dark Star.
All right, we are going to go down memory lane with Corey versus Chip Coffee. But first, you wanted to give a little preview. This is a little off the old Power Trip bandwagon, but very relevant to a lot of us, especially us hockey fans for the state of Minnesota. You want to talk about the state high school hockey tournament and give a little preview.
Yeah, so of course, yeah, like you said, it doesn't have anything to do with the power trip, although I do have some power trip angles. But the boys' state high school hockey tournament is something that is really near and dear to my heart. It's a tradition I've gone every Thursday since I was 7 years old.
Wow.
It's just it's a really special piece of culture from Minnesota, and I think it should be highlighted, and I think a lot of you listeners are interested in it as well. So as far as the power trip angle, sadly, Mart Parrish's Orno team didn't make it. Wow. Sauce's number one rated Minnetonka Skippers didn't make it. And Hogsley's Maple Grove, who is ranked fifth in AA, also didn't make it. They were all eliminated in the section finals. The power trip angles that we have are Tommy Olson's Matamidi Skippers are the one seed in the A bracket.
Yes, I saw that.
Paul Charchian's Eden Prairie is the third seed in AA.
Mm.
And Zach Holverson's White Bear Lake made the tournament.
Has he tweeted about that?
No, is he from White Bear Lake?
I love Zach. I love his enthusiasm. Like there's some people you just read a tweet and it's whatever, and then like you read a Zach tweet, you can just feel the emotion in his tweets. It's awesome.
Yeah, I felt a little Shawn Mendes in that tweet. In Class A, which starts at 11 o'clock on Wednesday, and some of these games you can be heard on the Fan. I believe it's the evening games, and then. And then Saturday, both championship games will be broadcast on the Fan. Nice. Number two, St. Cloud Cathedral faces North Branch. The number three seed, East Grand Forks, plays Minnesota River, which I don't even know who Minnesota River is or where they are. A lot of rivers in Minnesota.
Yes.
The third matchup at 6 o'clock on Wednesday has Tommy's number one seeded Matamidi Zephyrs squaring off with New Ulm.
Oh, New Ulm.
Yeah. And in the final match of the day at 9 o'clock, the number four seed Greenway takes on the number five seed Delano.
All right. So what's your prediction? If I had to put $100 on this, who would I bet on?
So being from St. Cloud, you would think that I'd be going with St. Cloud Cathedral. Well, I actually went to St. Cloud Tech and I kind of personally hate St. Cloud Cathedral. they're our biggest rival, but I do have them in the championship, but I have them losing to Tommy Olson's Matamidi Zephyrs in the finals.
All right, so you go with the chalk. All right.
Yes. All right, we'll move to AA. The AA bracket is stacked with Blue Bloods this year. It's going to be an incredible tournament. Starting at 11 o'clock on Thursday, the number two seed, Blaine, takes on Zach Helverson's White Bear Lake squad.
Ooh.
In the 2 o'clock game, it features Paul Churchian's number three seeded Eden Prairie against Lakeville South. This is normally the game that we ditch out a little early and try to get a good spot at the bar between sessions. Mm-hmm. So I'm really glad that Lakeville South is in this game because this is probably going to be a blowout.
Yeah.
But things will heat up in the evening. The number one seed Edina takes on Moorhead, which may seem like a rout on paper, but these two teams played a highly contested game earlier in the season, with Edina edging Moorhead 6-5. We move on to the fourth and final game of the day, and it's going to be a beauty. It's public versus private. The number four seed, St. Thomas Academy, takes on number five, Duluth East.
Oh, okay.
So my prediction is I have an Edina versus Eden Prairie final with the Cake Eaters, Justin Guards, Edina Hornets taking home the hardware.
All right. So kind of chalky predictions, but yeah, it's hard to bet against the chalk sometimes. That's why they're the chalk, right?
Yeah, Edina's so good. I mean, there's a ton of really good teams in AA, but the season that Edina's having, I had really struggled to find someone that would beat them.
Yeah, it's an awesome tournament. I wish Hutch had made it back in the day when I was there. They've made it once since I graduated from high school, but It's quite a tournament. I always used to watch it growing up, even though I couldn't attend. We were only ever good at women's basketball. That's the only thing we ever made state in for one of the tournaments. Of course, we were good at football, but
women's basketball matters, Chuck.
It does. Where do you think Lindsey Whalen's from? Hello. So yeah, it's the house that Lindsey built. So it was cool. It was cool to get out of school to go to the state tournament for something. That was absolute kick ass. So. So, all right. Well, awesome preview. We'll look forward to that, and I'm sure all the hockey fans in Minnesota will be tuned in either to the broadcast or to the fan. So, listen for that. All right. I think it's time to go down memory lane.
Down memory lane we go.
You guys realize about a month or so ago, they paid off the bet, and Corey had to get a psychic reading because the Browns won 7 games. And they had the psychic guy that called in, and he was kind of a showman, and, you know, they kind of played with him a little bit because they were telling him things that were obviously not true. So it was kind of funny, but it really wasn't all that confrontational. It was just more making him look like the non-psychic that he really is. So we decided to go down memory lane and revisit a time that was much more confrontational. So the setup to this is Chip Coffey did a psychic reading on the air for Corey way back in the day. And he said that Corey was going to develop a prostate problem. And that he also mentioned, you know, be wary about going to New York and London. He said, I'm getting something about New York and London. Oh, gee, just two of the most populous cities on the face of the earth. And two very likely destinations for a person to travel to, right? So, and Corey, of course, was furious about, you know, the whole thing. Because obviously Chip's trying to play it off like it's legit and... We all know Corey's feelings on psychics, so that was referenced many times. And a couple years later, Chip Coffey happened to be in the iHeart studios there, because there's obviously, for those of you that don't know, there's multiple stations that are on the same floor there. And he was making an appearance on another station and happened to walk by, and they decided to have him on the air, and so began a very, very famous confrontation. So we'll start at the beginning. We'll do the little setup for it as they notice Chip walking by.
Hey, no joke. Total non sequitur. Did you see who's outside right now?
Chip Coffey.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. They asked me if we wanted him. I said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Why not bring him in here and tell him or ask him why all three of his predictions have yet to come to fruition?
No, I'll leave. That makes her uncomfortable.
Why?
Who?
Because I'm lost.
This psychic who's a total fraud, and he told me a bunch of garbage, and all psychics are frauds, but this guy basically said I was going to have a prostate issue. He said it wasn't cancer, but I got a big prostate issue.
False. You have a big prostate.
Yeah. Well, you wait till you're 55.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's a total fraud.
So that was the beginning of it. What I love about that is Meat Sauce, where he's like, I'll leave. I'm uncomfortable. He literally does not say another word the rest of the time.
Yeah, for all we know, he actually did leave the studio. I don't know.
He may have. I don't know. Because obviously Lieber's there, and Hawk and Core and Sauce. And so that's kind of your cast and crew. So they notice him walking by, and they pull him in.
Chip Coffey, psychic, joins the show now. Hi, Chip.
Hello, how are you?
Good. I'm doing
great. Chip?
No prostate problems. I'm doing fantastic.
None yet?
None ever.
See?
Yet.
Well, so far, you're 0 for 3 because you said something about London, you said something about New York, you said I was going to have a prostate problem. 0 for 3.
Yet.
Well, how long am I supposed to wait? 50 years? 60 years?
70.
70? I'll probably have a prostate problem at some point.
You could have a prostate problem at 70, that's for sure.
I probably will. Most older men do. I'm 33 years old. 0 for 3. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either.
I don't know.
Yet.
Oh, my God. I F-word hate his voice.
I know.
And his just general attitude. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. He was so smug. And I just love how he kept saying, yet. And Corey's like, well, tell me, how long am I supposed to wait? And then he flippantly says 70 years. Okay. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, very, very, very good taste.
And at the end of it too, like you can start to figure out where this conversation is going to go. Like you can always tell the difference between Corey's voice when he's just kind of playing around or when he's always like, I'm going to bury you. Like he kind of had that just shovel ready to go at the end of that last clip.
Oh yeah, and that's one of those where I can tell it's not, you know, because there's times with Corey where you're like, okay, how much of this is bit mode and how much of this is legit? And you're right, there is a tone that Corey has, and it's like a certain pitch in his voice that you could tell like he is just breathing fire. And so the fire continued to stoke.
What was the thing about Chicago or about New York? And
that's all he said was New York, which means nothing, and London, which means nothing. What does that mean?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You don't know?
I don't know.
Shouldn't you know? You're a psychic. Shouldn't you know what that means?
That's a kind of a misconception that psychics know everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've never claimed that. I don't think they know anything.
Some people do.
Yeah. Well, see, here, explain this to me, though. I just don't... When you say vague things like New York, London, prostate, and then you just say, well, not yet, what am I supposed to do with that information?
There's nothing to do with it. Don't kill me.
I'm not going to kill you. The messenger from who? Who told you about New York, London, and my prostate?
Somebody in spirit told me that.
You don't know who that is, though?
Not exactly.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, you could... Oh, he continues to be so smug and so just like... Well, yeah, I don't
it's
know.
Nice that he is such a personable guy. You know, it makes it a lot easier for the conversation, you know.
Yeah, and he's just like, again, no specifics. That's the thing, you know, like, you know, you want me to believe in a psychic or whatever. It's like, tell me, okay, there's $10,000 buried at the corner of 8th and Broadway. Okay, I'll go dig it up. There it is.
Right.
Boom.
Don't just name cities.
Right. It's just
or
yeah.
Like problems that happen to 80% of males over 55.
Yes. Dave, I see that you're going to have a flat tire. How long?
What?
Sometime in the next 70 years. Play the odds, right? So yeah, the uncomfortable stench continues.
So they could be related to me. They could not be related to me. You have no idea. Just random voices.
Yeah, absolutely.
Couldn't just be your own voice in your head, possibly, telling you things?
How big a skeptic are you?
100%. There's no proof that a psychic has ever proven anything. There's zero evidence.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Really.
Chip, if there was ever proof that a psychic could actually do what it did,
yeah,
and it was peer-reviewed, you would win the Nobel Prize for proving the afterlife.
Okay.
It's never been proven. There's zero evidence. It's all anecdotal.
Have you done your research?
I don't have to. You don't
that's
have to
a real uneducated answer.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Give me one piece of evidence that psychics
have. Sure. What's your name? Tell me again.
Shouldn't you know? Ask a spirit.
My pay grade.
That's when psychics say,
right,
it doesn't work
again?
Like that. You tell me.
I didn't realize till this point that he didn't know Corey's name. Oh, that is just brilliant. And oh yeah, it doesn't work like that.
I think at that point in the interview, like, you know that nothing productive was going to happen. Corey just kind of like drew up that line and he had a switch that went off and, you know, he was going to make sure that it wasn't going to be a positive experience for Chip.
Oh yeah. And then I love, he's like, have you done your research? And it's like, you know, like what research? But apparently Chip has done his research. So, you know, enlighten us, Chip. Tell us the time that the psychic proved that they were a psychic and got something correct. And that's the thing. Psychics do occasionally get things correct, but it's definitely a numbers game.
Yeah, that's what we call probability.
Exactly. So, yeah. I think that roulette wheel is going to be red 23. Oh, Tomers is a winner. Okay. I'm a psychic, right? Yeah. Every bet I've ever won, I'm a psychic. So, Chip Coffee definitely tried to establish himself as a psychic by giving this little anecdote.
You don't want me to tell you what's on my mind right now.
Go ahead. I'd love to hear it. 0-3 on the last one. Trust me, there's nothing you can say that's going to scare me because you're just making it up, so it doesn't matter.
I interviewed, didn't interview, I did a reading for a lady in Manoman, Minnesota, right here in your own state. Evidently last year, she was worried about conceiving. and gave me the idea that she wanted to try to have a baby. And I said, don't worry, you'll be pregnant by February. Her sister was at my event this past weekend. She's pregnant by February. Had her baby the morning of my event. You know, I pick up names, I pick up things that there's no logical way that I could know.
But people get pregnant. That happens. People get pregnant by having sex and getting pregnant.
That's right.
So it's not like you predicted some, you know, global flood.
No.
You predicted that a person trying to get pregnant got pregnant. That's
right.
That's not evidence. That's anecdotal evidence. That's not scientific proof. That's a coincidence.
You really think it's a coincidence?
Of course. It's exactly what it is.
Okay.
I'm 100% convinced.
Oh, totally. Yeah. He told a woman that was trying to get pregnant that she would get pregnant, and she did. Boom. There's your evidence. It's just, it's almost painful to hear Chip talk.
It is.
And the long pauses that you hear there, too, you can just tell, like, okay, I got to think of something. I got to say something. And he's got nothing to stand on because he's making it up.
Yeah, he doesn't do himself any favors, but Corey also kind of just keeps throwing more gasoline on the fire too. So it was
of course
no one was gonna win that argument there.
Oh, it's like uncomfortable to listen to, but it's brilliant at the same time. I love it. So apparently, you know, at the end of the day, I guess Chip just didn't see it coming.
Can you give us here to convince or convert you to my ways of thinking?
Well, I'm just saying.
And if this is the way you treat guests on your show, lousy.
But think about what you do, though.
Think about what you do in treating your guests badly.
Last time you came in here, you whispered in my ear that I was going to have a prostate problem.
And you probably confronted me the last time I was here. I'm not saying I'm 100% right all the time. Not at all.
So the spirits lie to you?
No,
they
not
mislead
necessarily.
You.
Why are you being confronted and combative?
Why would you tell me I have a prostate problem?
Why are you being confrontive and combative to me when I'm on your show?
You don't trust me. You don't have to be on the show. Apparently,
good, because we're over.
Oh, okay. I guess you should have seen this coming, though, that this was going to be combative. See ya.
And he leaves.
You ever watch South Park?
Oh yeah.
His voice reminds me of Mr. Garrison.
Yes, yes.
Like 200%. Like that's Mr. Garrison.
Yes, absolutely. That's a great yes. That's a great parallel. Absolutely.
Because we are over.
You don't. Why do you have to be so confrontive and combative? We are over. It's more like Cartman. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Right.
Right. Right.
So Chip left. Having convinced even fewer people that he's a psychic in his next appearance. And so the guys that were left kind of broke it down, and I think Ben Lieber enjoyed it.
Woo! Oh, that felt good.
That was awesome!
He's really mad.
Of course he is! Oh, I would be too!
Well, good. Screw him. Some chick got pregnant. Yeah, that's what happens. What a fraud. I can't stand psychics.
I can't.
Oh, I know.
I didn't notice.
No, I know. See ya.
What did he say? I didn't hear.
No, you see why I said
you're an a-hole.
He said you're an a-hole.
I know. I get it. I get it.
Because I know.
I know. He should have known that. He should have just asked the spirit to mislead him.
Oh, I love the reactions. I love too, like Hawk, when Corey says, I really hate psychics. And Hawk was like, I hadn't noticed.
Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah. I think the first time that I refound that clip, I listened to it like 5 times in a row. It was like watching a car crash.
Oh, absolutely. It was awesome. And a fun, fun confrontation. I don't know that Chip will ever be on the air again. We'll see. Maybe Chip could tell us. So if you listen to our podcast, Chip, why don't you give me a psychic reading and let me know whether or not you're ever going to be back on the power trip? Because I know I can tell you what my psychic senses are saying. So that was awesome. That was a fun trip. And I don't know. Maybe we'll put a psychic reading on the board for another bet in the future at some point. Well, that will wrap it up for this week's show. Thanks everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. Appreciate the nice comments we've gotten from some of you about the podcast. That's really makes our day when we know you guys are enjoying this.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. So So anyway, Dave, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at PowerTripQuotes and on Friday at Treasure Island.
And I'm, of course, at PowerTripBets. We'll be back next week with another show. Got a couple shows here leading up to Vegas with a couple more Vegas topics. And, of course, we'll recap the happenings at TI and see which of us takes home the Caniac. Cannot wait. So
giddy up.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.